Yeah, basically what the family was looking forward to him not being released on bail, and we are very much happy. We are happy that the state decided to, that the defense decided to abandon the bail applications. And we are hoping, the postponement may take a toll on us as a family, but at the same time, we are actually hoping that, ultimately justice will prevail. The process will unfold as required. Hopefully, justice will ultimately, prevail. But the reality is that, in matters of this nature, the mere appearance in court will generally evoke the deeper issues. It reminds of the gravity of the offense and issues like that. So, the family even couldn't, want to even see him. So, but we are glad that ultimately, the process is unfolding, and the mere fact that possibly the matter may even go to be postponed to, referred to the High Court. So that's an issue that actually, is exciting us as a family.
Just in terms of burials and potential funeral, everything was that shut. Sorry,
memorial service, but I hear that you were planning to have memorial service after.
Yeah, generally those are conversations that a family is still engaging on, and in due course you might be updated with regard to that.
Yeah. And you'll be based in Houten because the funeral was in Houten.
Yeah, as I indicated, we're still engaging. Definitely further information will be provided as and when.
Just a quick one on a personal note, has
yes.
The family heard from the accused? Have you perhaps spoken to him? Has he issued an apology, anything along those lines?
Or even his family?
Yeah, those are, deeper issues, personal issues, as you say, that, we'll have to be careful on encroaching on. But so far, we are glad that the burial went as per plan, and that the process is unfolding. So as to whether apology or what, can we just hold it that in that regard and hold it there?